Welcome to the Profit First REI podcast, where real estate investors master financial management, eradicate entrepreneurial poverty, and learn to be profitable from day one. Now for your host, David Richter.
Hey everyone, this is David Richter again with the Profit First REI podcast. I'm super excited again to be hosting another great episode. We have Ben Fredericks here on the Profit First REI podcast today, and I am excited to have him on. He has implemented Profit First in his business, and I love interviewing people who have already found Profit First and how their journey has gone. So he's got a lot to share with you today. He'll share with you who he is and what he does too, and just really looking forward to this one today. So Ben, you want to just say hi to everyone and kind of just tell what you're doing and who you are?
Sure. Hey, thanks for having me on the show, David. I'm super stoked. I love Profit First. I love what you're going to be doing with it. I'm really excited to see how that plays out, because as I was reading the book, I was like, boy, there's a lot of great things in here. And if only it was more geared specifically towards my business. Like, so I kind of had to navigate those things on my own, but which is just fine. But I've been a real estate investor. I bought my first investment property back in about 2005, and that all went to hell once the Great Recession hit. I was working for Lehman Brothers at the time.
And, oh, wow.
Just a cataclysmic perfect storm. So I thought at that time, I was like, I'm done with real estate. It was a great experiment. I'm going to go do something else. And the itch came back and got involved in buying a couple more rentals, and then discovered what I do now primarily, which is buy properties in bulk from banks and auction. And so I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't know it was possible. I met a mentor of mine who's a partner and just taught me the business and how to buy these properties at a huge discount and then either flip them or we do owner financing for cash flow. So, you know, the idea of what I do now, even just 5 years ago, didn't exist. It just wasn't even a possibility. So, but yeah, I've been doing this business model 3 years now, and I discovered Profit First late last year and read the book, devoured it. And I was like, oh my God, this is the piece that's been missing. I wish I had read this before I got into business. And sometimes tools find you at the right time when you need them. And as we were talking about before we started the show, COVID came and Profit First was my ally. So I'm glad I was able to bring it in.
Awesome. So that's awesome stuff. And so it sounds like you've been kind of on off for the last 15 years in the investment world after going through the recession and whatnot. And now with what you're doing now sounds really awesome too. And do you talk about that on your podcast about what you're doing now and about how you buy them in bulk and whatnot?
A little bit. Our podcast is more geared towards notes. So okay. we talk more about that. I'm also a partner in Noteworthy USA, which is a note convention company. I bought into that at the beginning of the year. Great time to invest in a convention company.
Right.
When everything goes to hell. But, you know, we've pivoted and we're doing things virtually now. But yeah, on our podcast, we talk a lot about cash flow, passive income, and, you know, just how people can get involved, whether it's through owner financing or buying notes or whatever.
Okay. Awesome. So, and at the end, we'll make sure to make that people can find you and how they can find you. So definitely have that ready for the listeners here, because I'm sure they'll have a lot more more questions at the end too. You've already intrigued them with how you're buying properties and with what you're doing. So appreciate that. So let's dive into Profit First. So you found the book last year. Did someone give that to you, or like, how did you find Profit First? Just from real estate groups that you're a part of?
No, I think somebody had thrown it up as a recommendation. I mean, okay. We had so much information coming at us today. Like, honestly, I can't remember where I hear anything.
Right.
You know? So it used to be like, oh, I saw this commercial on TV. Now I don't even own a TV that has commercials on it. Everything is just haywire.
Right.
So I can almost never remember where I get something. But
okay.
I'm so glad I did. I'm pretty sure I saw in some real estate group that I'm in, somebody talked about Profit First. It might have even been an Investor Fuel, you know, where one of the you know, my brothers there or sisters in Investor Fuel talked about how Profit First was helping them in their business. So I picked it up right away.
Awesome. So then you started using it last year at the end of the year. So what, it's been about 10 months or how about
that? Yeah, almost exactly. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. So I guess tell us about that journey. You said you wish you would have had it at the beginning of, in, you know, if you're investing business, how has that changed how you handle either your business in general, the finances? Just tell us a little bit about your Profit First journey.
Yeah. So when I started it, I mean, we had a controller. We have a controller in our business.
Okay.
You know, basically an accountant. They help us with our books and all that stuff. But we were living like really kind of like hand to mouth, you know, like most Americans do, really realistically. I mean, we're seeing the evidence of that COVID, right? People are wanting benefits and everything else. So I knew there had to be a change because I'm like, God, we've been doing this almost 3 years and I don't feel like I've made any money, but I know that the business has because I owe this huge tax bill that I have to pay and from flipping properties and everything else. And I'm like, but I'm scrambling to come up to pay that. And I was like, there's got to be a better way. So it was just a godsend to find Profit First. So when we implemented it, it was definitely an adjustment, right? Because you're like, okay, now I'm starting to see how money is being spent. I've got all these different sub accounts and I can really see where it's going. And you also see what you're wasting. So that was a tremendous value too. And it's like, okay, I don't need this. I don't need this. I don't need this. And man, it's so powerful because you start to, first of all, I started being able to pay myself. Which is great. Now I have a salary thanks to Profit First. Like I know I should have done that earlier, but I was just so constantly focused on, okay, I'm going to reinvest this into the business. I'm going to reinvest this into the business. Reinvest, reinvest, reinvest. Okay, but at what point do you pay yourself for all that hard work that you're putting into
it? Right. Yeah.
And that was the missing equation for me. And then and then what was also mind-blowing to me, what I told you about the tax thing, was like, I should have my business pay the tax bill at the end of the year. Like I was like, that's genius. It's so simple, but you know, you don't even think about it. At least I did.
Right. Well, I think like you said, that's most investors. You know, 95% of investors go into that because you're the real estate investor. You love getting the deal. You love going out there and busting your butt, getting out the, you know, getting the marketing out the door or doing everything else besides look at the money, you know, that's actually coming in. Because it's like, that's the one piece that you don't really get drained or that isn't talked about when you become an entrepreneur or when you go out there and start that business. But it is, just like Robert Kiyosaki says in his books, that's the language of business. So it's like, that's where I feel like Profit First really came in with that missing piece and be like, it's really simple. Like, let's just break this down logically. Like, you're going to have taxes. Let's prepare for that in advance from every deal or whatnot. So I love that. Yeah, the whole mindset of that. I love that it's changed your business. So I guess now it feels pretty good too, because like that's one of the questions I like to ask. So you feel pretty good now that you've implemented Profit First. Is it running okay now?
Yeah, it's great because I mean, you know, we were talking about how I wasn't getting paid. Well, neither was my partner, you know, and my partner was like, so he's like, hey man, I got to start taking something here. I was fortunate, like, and I still am, thank God. I have my wife who, you know, makes a good living. So I wasn't really missing the income.
For me.
It wasn't that big of a deal. I was sort of comfortable to just let it ride.
Yeah. You know,
say, let's just keep building this and building this. And my partner was there just like, and I was like, I got to find a solution for this and find some way. And that's where Profit First fit in. So yeah, I mean, if you ask him, I'm sure he definitely feels good about it.
Right.
I mean, so, and I do too, but if, you know, not for Profit First, I honestly don't know if we would have made it through what's been going on this year, just in what we had set aside, what I had trimmed out and all of that. So it's been a lifesaver for sure.
So you had mentioned at the beginning too, like Profit First and how you wish there was like something specifically for your business. Cause like the general principles are still really good. I still love like the fundamental accounts and the tax account profit, you know, paying yourself, the owner's pay. Have you had anywhere you like change it a little bit or like what works for your business? Do you have anything like that so far in your business?
Yeah. So we have a lot of notes, right? So I'm positioning how, you know, when that income comes in, part of it is return of principal, part of it is interest, and you know, just trying to navigate that piece. That piece, you know, I hope you talk about it in the book because that would be really interesting to me. from a note perspective, because there's certain accounting pieces that go along with that, right? So,
yeah.
And, you know, I'm not smart enough to know any of that stuff. So if it's just like, hey, this is what you can do and here's how you can set this money aside, it's great. My accountant tells me about stuff all the time. But again, that's not my focus day to day. So
right.
I depend on them and other professionals to kind of like, hey, this is what I made. This just tell me what I owe and whatever. But now I've got a system in place where I'm just funneling, you know, the income that comes in. In the beginning, we would get these big windfalls of money from selling a deal, you know, and at first you're all excited and you're like, oh my God, we made a whole bunch of money. And then you're like, okay, well, that wears off, you know, the shine wears off and you're just focused on the next thing. And you just want to repeat the process again and again and again. And in between that, if you don't set these systems up in the beginning, you get, you know, I speak for myself here, you can get yourself into a hole where you're going to have to find a way to dig yourself out.
So right. It could
be in the form of a big tax bill, some other big expense. If you have, you know, operations or machinery or something else breaks, you know, fortunately I don't have any of that stuff in my business, but because of Profit First, like we were able to bring on an actual operations manager to somebody that I have to pay a good chunk of money every month and year. So I can segment that income easily because I understand it. It was just so simple to figure out. So Rich Dad, Poor Dad, a lot of that stuff that, you know, Cash Flow Quadrant, I've read all those books, but it was never succinctly explained like it was in the Profit First book. I'm a big proselytizer for Profit First. I love it. Like awesome. I tell everybody to read it.
I love that. It's so funny that you even say that, because like I've been writing Profit First for real estate investors. And like last night I was in the middle of writing, like Rich Dad, Poor Dad talks about this and Cash Flow Quadrant talks about this, but they don't tell you how to actually set it up. And that's what Profit First does. It gives you the system, because you have the system for your operations. You have the system for your marketing and getting the mailings out and tracking, you know, your marketing. But like, how do you track your finances? Like, how do you actually pay yourself first? Except I love it in his books too. Like Robert Kiyosaki tells about, he would pay himself first and like let bills go, you know, and like that trained his mentality. And I'm like, that sounds like, okay, that's like extreme. If you're going to train your brain, you know, like you have to think differently. You have to think, you know, with a different mindset. But I love that Profit First is like practically, here you go. You know, like here's where you are now. Here's how you can take it to the next level and really manage that and pay yourself first and have the profitability. I love what you said too, that Profit First made it so you could hire that operations person. And now it makes sense. Like, oh, a part of this income that's coming in is like, this percentage is basically going to pay that person. You know, like we know that they're a part of the operating expense. So it's like, as long as we can keep this up, we know we can keep him on, and that's just going to make the business better. So I love what you said there too. So let me ask you a kind of interesting question. What's one thing that you didn't expect would happen after implementing Profit First? You have anything there?
Well, I didn't expect that, you know, we'd have this account where it was so sacred. It wasn't touch. You know, it's like building, and slowly it's like building this thing and you don't even recognize it. And it's like, oh wow, we've got a good chunk of money in there.
Right.
You know, and so it was that piece, but more so what you just said, it was our ability to bring somebody else on because that pay that we pay her, it could have been coming to me. Quite frankly, for a lot of the work that I was doing in operations and just, you know, I was like John Lennon, Paul McCartney working 8 days a week, trying to just like get everything going. And it's freed me up so much so that I don't look at that as an expense. I look at that as an investment in my ability to replicate myself and then do other things. So without having that where I could say, all right, this is going to be dedicated to operating expenses, this amount of money, we could start to see the amount of money that we could afford to actually pay somebody for that. And if you don't see, if you just have a basic checking account and then maybe a savings account attached to your checking account, it's so hard to tell. Like, you know, look, again, I'm not the brightest guy in the world. If I look at a financial statement, I can kind of tell you what's going on, but I don't know what something means in terms of like, how much money do I actually, can I afford to spend? So for my own personal self, I wasn't very good at, you know, saving anyways. I was always just constantly, you know, like living like almost every other American month to month. Yeah. And so now we're even doing this in our own personal life. Awesome. So that, you know, it's helped a tremendous amount.
I love that. I love when people get on here and say that they're doing it in their personal life too, because that's when you know it's making that impact. It's like it can totally revolutionize your business life, but then when you put it into practice with your personal finances too, it's like, okay, why not do it with your personal finances? Why not have that? And being able to actually like know that you're going to be able to even out your personal income too. So I love that you're implementing it in your personal life. So another question, maybe the final question on the Profit First side, what's the most important thing you've learned through implementing Profit First?
Yeah, it's a profit piece. So it's seeing like, all right, are we actually making any money doing this?
Yeah.
So, and then that piece is really interesting because over the last couple of months, it's not moved much. So I'm looking at that and saying, okay, how do we need to pivot? Like, what is it that we need to adjust? So, and part of that is, you know, some of the people that we have in our properties, they're slow paying on notes because they're like every other American, they're having a hard time right now. And that is what it is. That is going, I have confidence that's going to work itself out. I'm not worried about that. But if I didn't have that baseline to be able to see on a month-to-month basis what's going into that profit piece, I'm seeing like, all right, we don't have a whole lot of wiggle room to play here. So I have to figure out ways to increase that profit. So I think that really helps you analyze your business and see where the holes are. Mm-hmm. So a good mentor of mine talks about, you know, when you have any kind of system in a business, you should look at one system at a time and perfect it until it's right and then move on to the next one. You can't build 20 systems at once, right? So he talks about it as a boat. Like if you got a hole in your boat, you just start figuring out like, or no, he uses a tent. All right. So if you go camping, which I did a whole bunch as a kid, Boy Scouts, you go camping. If it's not raining, you don't know if there's any holes in your tent. But if it starts pouring down rain, you know pretty darn quick if you have a hole in your tent, right?
Yeah.
So when I worked in the financial service industry, they talked about stress testing all the time. Like All these big companies would do a stress test. What happens if we have a pandemic? What happens if there's a war? What happens if, you know, these major financial crises happens? What does it do to the portfolio? And I listened to that for a long time and I never took it to heart for my own business. But the profit piece of Profit First forces you to look at that part. Like, what holes do I have in my tent that are impacting my profit account and my ability to profit? So that, I think, is to answer your question, is a long answer, but I think that's the biggest way that I've learned from it.
I love it. No, that was a great analogy too, because that's so true. Because that's what you need in your business. You need those KPIs and those like those dashboard indicators, like, okay, something's really off. And they teach you how to do that with the operations part. But it's great once you have that in your finances too, because then it's like, that's the true scoreboard. You know, yes. Like, okay, are we really profitable or not? It's like, it's great if we're getting contracts and if we're doing this or that, or we've got, you know, like all those other things that you're tracking. But at the end of the day, are you profitable? So I love having those big red neon blinking lights that tell you, okay, something's wrong. So I love that. And I love that answer and that analogy too with the tents. That was perfect. So let's move on just a little bit. So we talked about Profit First. I guess, is there anything else that you would want to say about the Profit First side before I go on to just a couple final questions?
I would just say, look, if you're young in business, like in other words, you just started a business or you're in your first couple of years and you've not read it, definitely do that. If you are thinking about getting into business, read it. Even if you're never going to go into business and you're working for somebody else, you should read the book. Like for me, I just think it makes, you can work it into any situation in terms of whatever your career is. But if you're going to start a business, do not start that business without reading the book first. It's critical. Like it can mean, you know, that's why so many businesses go out of business in the first couple of years is because they don't have any money and they just, you know, run it into the ground. So I just think it's, I wish this kind of thing was taught in school, you know, that would have been so hugely important. Like I couldn't tell you a damn thing from geometry, but if somebody had taught me this, I could have applied it a lot earlier in my life and what a difference it would have made.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree with that. So that was awesome. There's some great nuggets here. If you're listening to this podcast right now as a listener, I envy you too, because it's like if you haven't started your business, go out there, read this book. I mean, these are the life-changing stories that people are telling right now. So Ben, I really appreciate that. Let me just ask you a couple of final questions here. So just on the business side and the finance side, is there anything that you would say either before Profit First or even during Profit First now, like the period that you've been working with, that's been kind of a challenge on the financial side? So just like your biggest challenge when it comes to the business finances.
Oh, you mean beyond COVID?
Right.
Yeah, I think a lot of times it's just like figuring, for me, this is just me. I don't know if anybody else relates to this, but I've had a problem with shiny object syndrome my entire life. Like I'm an addict to shiny objects. I love them. You know, I'm like, oh, this next thing can really help. So it's really shined a light on that, because in business, you get approached a lot with this new tool that can help you and it can revolutionize your business if you only invest this. And, you know, or, you know, my partner and I, we were doing a lot of conferences and not seeing return on that. And if we'd have had something like this in the beginning when we were making those investments, it makes me reflect and say, gee, where would we be now on that front? You know, like what if we'd had that money and redeployed it into an asset instead of a liability, you know? So I think that's the piece I take most away, but it's made me reflect on that. And now if I look at our accounts first I used to do it without thinking, because I'm thinking money's coming in again, you know, especially this is easy to do when you have passive income, right? Because the next month, you know, you're getting paid again.
Yep.
So it's sort of backseated and you're not thinking about it. You're just like, I can spend it. It's coming back again next month. But now you can really shore up and say, okay, do I have an asset to pay for this liability? That's what I really look at now more than I've ever looked at anything, you know, financially across my entire life. So I think that's the biggest thing I've taken away.
Awesome. So, and I don't think you're alone there in the shiny object syndrome. I think if you're a real estate investor, I think that's a prerequisite for being a real estate investor.
Step one is you have a problem.
Right. So I definitely think you're not in the minority there. So great insight, great information. So just a couple final questions here. What about any other advice, any other final advice to real estate investors in general, either on the finance side or anything that you could give that you would want to give to real estate investors right now?
Yeah, I would just say focus on income as much as possible. Like that's made a big impact for me. Like I love flipping a house. It's great, but it's a job. So, you know, at the end of the day, I'm in this game for income. So focus on that. It makes a big difference. And if you have the shiny object syndrome like me, it can really help you out, but you still have to correct the behavior. So I would just say focus on that. And then, you know, everything else will kind of fall into place. It's a long game. And I think a lot of people, you know, don't take the time to focus on their education, get themselves a mentor, not just a guru, you know, somebody that's actually going to show you how to do it and be with you long-term. If you're in real estate leveraging this kind of thing, it's all about relationships. So focus on income and good relationships. Everything else takes care of itself.
Awesome. I love that. So now that you've provided so much value here, is there any way our listeners can provide value to you? So like, is there something that, you know, you have the noteworthy or whatever? Is there anything way to get them in touch with you, or what are you looking for?
Yeah. So if you want, you can put these in the show notes, but you can connect with me in a couple of different places. So my primary business is called Odell Barnes REO. So it's just at Odell Barnes REO on Instagram and Facebook. And then obviously Noteworthy USA is our note conference. We have a virtual note convention coming up. Obviously, we'd love to have these in person, but it's not happening. Hopefully next year, but this one is going to be great. We've got some amazing people coming to talk. I'm really excited about it. It's all of $25. So if you want to know more about note investing, we're kind of the anti-gurus. You know, we wanted to make it really cheap because we're going to have people there that are excellent investors that they can learn from and partner with. And we wanted to keep it really affordable so that if they see something they want to partner with on somebody, they can make an investment and do that. And we don't have a dog in the hunt in that part. It's just providing value. So if you're interested in that, you can go to attendnoteworthy.com and get a ticket.
attendnoteworthy.com. So there was a couple different ways you can connect with Ben. And then also, if you want to attend that seminar or whatnot, that online that he's providing for a very great price. So it's not $25. Like, why wouldn't you want to do that? So attendnoteworthy.com. And that was awesome stuff, Ben. I really appreciate you coming on, sharing your profit first journey and your story. And I'm sure a lot of people can learn from you. So I hope you take advantage of what he gave there at the end too. And Ben, really appreciate you coming on, dropping all those knowledge bombs and like the journey that you've taken in real estate. I think there was a lot of value provided there. So Ben, we just want to say thanks.
My pleasure, man. You let me know when the book comes out. I'm glad to do anything to support it. So
yep, will do. And to the listeners out there, like I said, remember, go to attendnoteworthy.com and then connect with Ben. He's got a lot of great stuff going on. And we will see you on the next one.
Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you found this episode valuable, could you do me a quick favor? Could you give us an honest rating within iTunes? And be honest, you could say whether you liked it or not. And obviously with iTunes, the more reviews and ratings we have, the better it is for other people that are searching for Profit First and a podcast. So we'd love to be ranked on there. And that's thanks to your help. So we would really appreciate that if you would like to go give us a rating. Also, if you're looking to connect with us further, I would highly recommend checking out our Facebook group, Profit First for Real Estate Investors. And that's literally what it's called. So you can type in Profit First for Real Estate Investors and you'll be able to find our Facebook group right there. So come join active real estate investors who are supporting each other and growing their businesses and profits together. That's what that group is all about. The link should be in the description below. And if you're interested in working with us and implementing Profit First in your real estate business, we offer coaching and guidance. So if you want to work with someone who's actually Profit First certified and who works right now currently with real estate businesses, you can actually go start your application process by going to simplecfosolutions.com/apply, or just go right to simplecfosolutions.com and there's an apply button right on there. If you want to actually start your Profit First journey with someone who can actually walk you through those step by step and help you know and grow your cash flow. Thanks again for joining us for another episode of the Profit First REI podcast. See you next episode.